Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting second. The center fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Guy Cartwright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. And now, play ball. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carnett who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carnett. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newsom moves to third. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Hewson moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newsom scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carnett who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. One out. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshot hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culberson. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Webb applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Cartwright strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade strikes out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Carnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Houston takes first base on ball 4. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Schalk scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Hodgen moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two triples and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Curtwright, who is chasing the ball. Wagner reaches third base with a triple. Doerr scores. Tabor goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0 for 1 in the game. Wade strikes out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodgin. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Wade's glove, towards Schalk, who fields it, throws to second, with Webb covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickshott moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickshott scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 3 in the game. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.